What the f***?
No, it's okay. On this show, you can say fuck.
Saturday nights would normally also include the cat as well as me, Josh Hadley, but she is currently moving. She's moving on up to the east side. But Charlie the Fister McMullen is here to keep her down.
Like hell you'll get that piece of the pie.
So yeah, it's just Charlie and I this week. Kat should be back next week. There's a possibility her internet might not be hooked up yet, so Kat may or may not be here next week, but she'll be back.
Vivacious motherfucker.
That's still sticking in your craw, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, you're not vivacious, so I'm not going to lie to you like that. I'm always going to be honest with you, Charlie. You're not vivacious.
I know.
Normally, this is where we would go into dumbest thing. I'm not even going to play the sounder, because this week is the most awesome thing. Just before the show, I made Charlie watch what I think is one of the most unique viral videos I've seen in a long time. It's from a Dutch dance band called Adam, all females, who spend 2.5 minutes trying to sing their newest single while using vibrators on themselves and trying not to come while singing. You watched it, Charlie. Did I exaggerate any of that, or is this just brilliant?
That is a 100% accurate description. I am fucking captivated by what I saw. I thought that was awesome.
Some people are going, ah, they're faking it. I don't know. Those O faces they had and the way their voices quiver, I've gotten women to do that. That's pretty realistic, I think, if they're faking it, huh?
I'd like to think they're not faking it, but, you know, people in music do that all the time. I mean, Milli Vanilli were faking it when you think about it.
And I want to say, with this being the Sausage Fest, watching a woman come is a beautiful, beautiful thing. Now, let's flip that. What if a male band tried this? I think it would just be awkward and creepy, because watching men come is just awkward, messy, and creepy. Or is that like me being homophobic? I don't know.
No, I think that's fair. I mean, nobody wants to see that, because men just, they don't have what I like to refer to as graceful orgasms. Like, there's no cool way for a dude to come, because it's always the most ridiculous, retarded face that he's ever made in his whole life.
And
exactly, and it can't be helped. That happens regardless. Like, we're actually at our most helpless and vulnerable at that moment when we look like we're having a fucking seizure.
Also, with men, it always feels like it's going to come out like a fucking rocket ship, and it's just a bleh.
Yeah.
So, I mean, with women, it is a beautiful thing. Watching a woman come is just beautiful. Watching a man come is gross. I don't think that's us being homophobic, but it could be.
Well, it's definitely gross when I do it.
Let's move on to that little bit of fun. Nice little diversion. Okay, Charlie, you and I, specifically you and I, we get accused a lot of being libertards and that we have some sort of agenda against the right wing. All the rest of the topics tonight are not going to dispel that myth at all, are they?
No, they're not. And I would also like to address that, because I get a couple of hate messages every now and then about how just insufferably liberal I come across on this show. And I would like to guarantee that I do not have any sort of political agenda against conservatives. This is where my instincts take me. There's nothing, at least initially, biased. I mean, after a while, you kind of build up a bias, because this has got to be at least the 30th episode of the show that I've been on, and I'm, like, long jaded since I started.
As you should be. First, let's talk about weird, perpetual issues that the right wing has that are woefully misinformed. We'll deal with the religion in the second segment, okay? Because there's a few of those. There's this ongoing thing about how Republicans think anyone on food stamps are just takers and, you know, they're leeches on society. You know, we've talked about all that before, right? Well, it's come up again in a really weird way. Republican candidate for U.S. Senate, Dr. Annette Bosworth. I want to point out, she is a doctor who runs a clinic that helps poor people. On the surface, you'd go, oh, so she's in touch with this, right? No, I'm going to read a quote from her. The food stamp program is administered by the U.S. Department of Agriculture. They proudly report that they distribute free meals and food stamps to over 46 million people on an annual basis. Meanwhile, the National Park Service, run by the U.S. Department of the Interior, asks us, please do not feed the animals. Their stated reason for this policy being that the animals will grow dependent on the handouts, and then they will never learn to take care of themselves. This concludes today's lesson. Any questions? Unquote. So what she's basically saying is, well, we're not supposed to feed the animals in the park because then they become dependent on handouts, so why should we keep feeding people on food stamps because then they just become dependent? Before we move into this, what are your thoughts on that initially?
My initial thoughts are the welfare check and the angry AARP retirement check come from the same account. Okay, so you can't have one and not the other. Another thing is, when people receive like food stamps and welfare assistance, they spend it on groceries. That stimulates the economy just as much as someone buying, you know, like mink gloves or pinball machine, like
The grocery store gets compensated just the same. So yeah, it's not like the economy somehow suffers. The same amount of money is technically going into it.
Just because it's not spent on caviar doesn't make it any less economically valid.
So the fact that she works at a, she owns a clinic that helps poor people get medical coverage, why do you think there is this sharp divide when it comes to food stamps? Do you think that she is just eating the Republican talking points? Do you think that there is somehow a divide in her mind for, I am helping poor people with their medical needs, but feeding them is somehow where I draw the line? That's the part where I don't get this. If this were just some mindless Republican saying this, I'd be like, okay. But the fact of what she does for a living other than running for the Senate kind of makes this a strange one, doesn't it?
It does. I mean, I don't even know if it's hypocritical, but it's definitely ill-advised and just confused. I mean, if you're treating a kid for a calcium deficiency, you should be okay with him getting free milk, yes?
You would think. You would think, just
from a medical standpoint alone.
Yeah, you would think feeding them would stop future medical needs. Because, by the way, she's also against Obamacare, because I'm speaking as her. I'm going to help poor people with their medical needs, but the government shouldn't. That's wrong. I mean, this is almost like schizophrenia, isn't it?
It's
like political schizophrenia?
Yeah, well, I mean, schizophrenia indicates that it might not be her fault. I think this is, I would call this triple hypocrisy.
It's strange, though. It's just really strange. And then the fact that she believes in her medical practice for poor people so much so that she has sold some of her household possessions to be able to keep her free medical practice open for poor people.
Oh, God.
But she doesn't think that these people deserve food stamps because then they're just takers and they're not going to ever get off the system.
She does not make sense. I don't know how to deal with that.
So Dr. Annette Bosworth, I think, is nuts.
You're a complex lady.
The fact that she's losing, I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing in this case, though.
I'm not going to look for logic. I'm not going to start now.
And then we move from that to the other big right wing, we will not let facts get in the way. Sandy Hook is still a touchy issue for people. I just made a really off-color Sandy Hook joke on Live Nude Geeks just last week, and I got reamed pretty hard for it. I'm not going to apologize for it, but it was probably out of line. Fine, fair enough. At the Sandy Hook playground, they have all these memorials up. Somebody went and stole the memorial and then called the family of one of the victims and taunted them that he did this and told them it was all a hoax. Why does this happen? Because Fox News keeps telling people that Sandy Hook and all the other shootings were hoaxes, all whipped up by the government to try and get public support against guns so they can take away your guns.
Well, a couple of things about that. Okay, the park that was vandalized, first of all, was one particular park dedicated to one particular victim of the Sandy Hook shooting. That's what this company, Where Angels Play, is that what it was called? That foundation is building playgrounds, each one dedicated to a Sandy Hook victim. So this was one particular Sandy Hook victim that was being fucked with. And that just makes, zero sense to me.
To call the family and taunt them that it was a hoax and you shouldn't believe why your kid died. That this perpetuation by Fox News and Glenn Beck and the right wing that all these shootings are organized by the government to sway the public against guns so they can take away your guns. That's what I'm talking about here, Charlie.
Yeah, this is like a Holocaust denier, only becoming a Holocaust denier.
They're calling themselves
six weeks after the Holocaust.
They're calling themselves truthers.
That's Okay. See, this is why I come off as such a fucking liberal. Guns are doing this to people. People are so afraid of not being able to have a gun that they have convinced themselves that a shooting that happened less than 2 years ago, that people witnessed, that actually happened less than 2 years ago. They are denying that that ever happened. That is the kind of batshit insanity that makes all conservatives look like such insane fucking morons. I'm not making this shit up.
No, I wish I were. I wish this were a hoax story. I wish I could go, oh, there's just, you know, one or two nuts. But Fox News keeps pushing this. Glenn Beck keeps pushing this. The big mouthpieces for the right wing are the ones that are pushing Sandy Hook and all of these other shootings are false flag attacks by the Obama administration so they can take away your guns easier. And do you know who's endorsing these theories? The NRA. The NRA is whipping this shit up too because they're coming for your guns! They're coming for your guns! This is dangerous. This is dangerous, Charlie. I've often said, half joking, half serious, that America is headed for a civil war, another civil war, that it's unavoidable at this point. The only factor will be when it happens. These are the people who want it to happen. I don't think I'm a conspiracy monger to be seeing that.
No, and you don't have to be an economist to find the people that will profit if that happens.
They're all the ones that are pushing it!
I mean, everything is right there. I don't have a problem with guns. I don't think guns inherently are dangerous. I think the people that worship guns, the people that have placed all of their faith in the having and the using of guns, that's my problem. We are living in a nation of people like that. And the people that are profiting from the gun industry are just, they are going to push us to the point of another civil war. This is a terrifying thought to those that are able to see it. And I know that sounds like a ridiculous fucking conspiracy thing, because believe me, I hate those people. I cannot stand conspiracy theorists.
Alex
people
Jones
that are like,
is a fucking idiot.
Yes. I mean, all I need to know about the Illuminati is that it's a clandestine group that people talk about when they want attention.
This is not a conspiracy theory, and I know everyone who loves conspiracy theory says, but it's not a conspiracy theory, except this is right out in the open. You can see Glenn Beck and Fox News and the hardcore right wing are pushing. They will not drop this agenda that Obama's coming for your guns. Even though he strengthened gun ownership laws, he has done nothing to try and take guns away from people. Yet somehow they have the toothless morons convinced Obama's coming for your guns.
Probably because he's black. I'm not saying it's because he's black, but it's totally because he's black.
The right wing keeps pushing these insane theories that have no backing, like the food stamp thing. That, in all honesty, yes, there are people that abuse the food stamp system and just want to live on it. But that's 7% of people. 7% of the people who use food stamps use it for more than a year. 93% of people that are on food stamps get off food stamps within a year. Does that sound like people who are abusing the system or using it as it was meant to be used? Same thing with these shootings. Fox News keeps pushing this agenda because that's what they want to see. And I think that's where the danger comes in. They're not looking at truth, and yet they're calling themselves the truthers. Does that mean they're so far gone they're unreachable, or they think we are?
I don't think one has to be chosen over the other. I think it's both. Yeah, I know that I'm sounding like such a liberal asshole, and it's going to get worse as this episode goes forward, but just know that I don't mean to be.
Yes, you do.
blows them away. They say, what did little light hold on here? The underwater boys say, what did little light hold on here? The underwater boys, there's always fast talking Johnny. He used to get so ill. He spent a while in the country. Now he's clean and sober, but he can't stand still. The little Nico wasn't happy. He felt sick inside. They jumped from the window into the arms of a Wagnerian bride, singing, what did little light hold down here? The underwater boy singing, what did little light hold down here? The underwater boy.
Welcome to Heart Attack. That's right, I'm interrupting a perfectly good What the Fuck episode to yell and scream a little bit with good old Josh Hadley. Josh, how you doing?
Eh.
Dude, I'm laughing here. I'm laughing. We have the Nazi defense now. I guess the here in Los Angeles, the FBI has arrested about, 20 sheriff's deputies over corruption in the LA County jail system. Now, in the state of California, we have already had the federal government take over control over the medical part of the state prison system. We've had them order the state prison system to go, look, either you got to make more room for these prisoners in your medieval dungeons, or you're going to have to release prisoners because these are medieval dungeons and people are dying in them. Well, there's been a big probe over prisoners getting beat up and killed, not getting their medicine, all kinds of stuff. And Deputy James Sexton, 29, has pleaded not guilty to federal conspiracy and obstruction of justice charges. He's the first of 20 current and former Los Angeles County Sheriff's deputies charged in February with corruption and civil rights offenses to face a jury trial. And what did this guy do? This guy hid an inmate, an FBI informant, Anthony Brown. They purposely hid this guy and kept him from the FBI. And so what's this cop's defense? was only following orders, sir. He's saying he shouldn't be charged with conspiracy and all this other stuff because he was only following orders from a superior officer. Sure sounds like a Nazi explaining why he shoveled Jews into the oven.
But to be fair, he might have a point. If he was following orders, not only was it part of a conspiracy, so he's wrong on that part, but then also, how do you charge the underlings without charging the person that gave them the order?
Well, that's the point. They're flipping these guys. They're going to squeeze these guys and flip them and go up the chain. And we know that there's been a serious issue of police corruption out here in Los Angeles time after time after time. Right now, it's this issue with the jail systems, which we know have been a fucking nightmare. I know about little games going on in the court systems, little ways to game the public. And I just don't. You were ordered to? How about you know what's right and wrong? How about that one? This bullshit where you're like, they told me to, so I'm not responsible, is a fucking Nazi defense. It's bullshit. I say it's bullshit. Hinsdale, Illinois, which is close to Chicago. I was on the swim team when I was a kid, and I'm sure I swam at Hinsdale. And this kid's an Eagle Scout who's suspended from school for wearing a T-shirt imprinted with the outline of an AK-47 that says KentuckyArmoryClub.com and it's Team AK. And this kid's an Eagle Scout. He's a good student. He's now 18 years old. He's heading towards graduation, and he's at the center of another free speech dust up over a T-shirt labeled disruptive.
Disruptive. How is it disruptive? Either you like it or you're... You know, this goes back to me in high school in the 90s getting suspended for wearing fucking Linsner shirts.
Totally, dude. I'm with you on this. I figured you'd want to speak out on this because the dress code prohibits any clothing that is vulgar, inappropriate, unsafe, or disruptive to the educational process.
I don't see how it's disruptive. It's not vulgar. Now, you inappropriate is kind of a vague term, so you could arguably call it inappropriate, but I don't know. Mm-hmm. I think that's a specifically vague term.
Yeah, and they said the school is trying to say that it's interpreted as disruptive or promoting violence. Bullshit. And the kid is saying, look, guns don't have to be for killing. And he's taking marksmanship and gun safety classes.
Okay,
and
that's bullshit.
Guns don't have to be for killing. They're tools you can use for shooting targets, hunting, or self-defense. This is my hobby, and it's recognized as an Olympic sport. No. And he wants to have the suspension removed from his record because he's got a good record. He doesn't want that on there.
I agree with him. I don't think he's wrong on that. Promoting violence. No, just having a gun on it does not promote violence. And you know my stance on guns. Now, arguably, your asshole remover shirt, that could be. Because arguably, I mean, in a joking manner, but it is saying, you know, you can kill a motherfucker with this.
I would say that in my AK-47 asshole remover shirt is definitely something I would not recommend a kid wear to school. I would have to agree that could easily be considered promoting violence or disruptive. I could see that with the asshole remover shirt with the tongue-in-cheek phrase on there. And I will say, folks at home, those shirts, more women are buying those shirts than guys. That's right, folks at home. More women have more balls to wear the AK-47 asshole remover shirt than dudes now. Hey, Josh, did you see this thing where Minnesota, the governor of Minnesota, just signed a bill that is the mandatory kill switch bill, where in the state of Minnesota now, and it's written as a criminal deterrent, and it's a mandatory kill switch. So basically, if you've got a protest march and you've got the police clubbing civilians everywhere, they can turn off every single cell phone there with this switch.
Yep. They also, because you know how cops hate to be videoed when they're doing their jobs. They can go, you know what? I'm gonna beat this nigger to death here. Turn all the phones in the area off.
Totally, dude. That's exactly it. And they are it's just been signed into law in Minnesota. There's a bill in California, and I'm pretty sure they might have signed something like this in Illinois. And you don't need a kill switch, guys. You don't need a kill switch whatsoever. Now they're saying, oh, well, it's just there in case your cell phone's stolen. Well, why do you need to be able to turn off the video cameras? A big part of what they're doing is being able to turn off your video camera remotely. Some of this technology comes from the NSA, and it's all about turning off your stuff without you even knowing it's turned off, or turning it on without you knowing it. Because if they can kill switch your phone, You know they can turn things on with your phone, and that'll be the next law. They're going to say, oh, well, we need to be able to turn on your microphone so we can catch the criminals talking and we can find them easier. Well, there's a goddamn, you could find the phone anywhere it is. You don't need a kill switch. Oh, it was stolen. How about you just track it like the NSA is doing to all Americans? All Americans everywhere, they're tracking us by our fucking cell phones. Why do you need a kill switch? It's only there to fuck with law-abiding citizens. And this is why we get involved.
I'm going to turn their rhetoric on them.
Okay.
If they're not doing anything wrong, what do they have to fear?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, let's look at it this way. Like, I don't know, you're a police officer and you're working and someone's videotaping you. They're paying your salary. Now, as long as they're not bothering you, if you're there and you're taping a cop and you start fucking with him, you're asking for trouble. You're a dick. But if you're just standing off to the side, you're just recording what's going on, minding your own business, just checking it out, there's nothing wrong with that. The only problem
is
when you start...
It's also not illegal to do that, despite how many officers say, you turn that fucking camera off right now or I'm arresting you.
Mm-hmm.
They do that constantly. I can't count how many videos I've seen where they do that, and the people are like, you know what? No, unless I'm impeding you, I have every right to tape you. And the cops get more and more pissed about being on camera.
It's true, guys.
What do you have to fear? The same logic they have. Hey, we're watching you all the time, but if you're not doing anything wrong, why can't we watch you? Well, why can't we watch you?
Yeah, transparency goes both ways, guys. It goes both ways. And remember, we are the taxpayers. We pay the taxes, okay? We pay for them, not some other magical being who flies into town. So we're the ones paying them, and their job is to help us. Their job is to enforce the law and to keep the peace. Their job isn't to be bullying people. Their job isn't to be harassing people. I saw one. I don't even want to get into that shit, dude. I don't want to get into it. I'm just upset about this kill switch law. This is pretty damn scary. I would wonder if people can make or hack their phones so that the kill switch is turned off. That's what I would want to see, a way to defeat this kill switch, because it's really, really scary. I mean, they're trying to make it harder and harder for citizen whistleblowers, because it's us citizens that keep catching these people in power during dirty shit, during doing very, very dirty shit. Guys, we want to talk about what happened with net neutrality. We want to talk about Comcast announcing their data limit plans for all their customers. But we're all out of time. I want to thank you for listening to Heart Attack. Hey, we've hit over 150 episodes of What the Fuck Now, surpassed the 50 episode mark of Heart Attack. Things are going bigger, stronger, and we're so happy to have you listening. Thanks a lot, folks. I'll talk to you next week.
Popularity. There are things that Faces, expressions on the faces of the stunning millions of power of the town. The few that drives the clan, he's the motive and the conscience of the murderer. He's a preacher on TV, the false sincerity, the formula driven by the big computers and nuclear bombs. The kids with no moms and a pimple that he's inside. Yeah, we got the American Jesus. See him on the interstate. We got the American Jesus exercising his authority. We've got the American Jesus bolstering national faith. We've got the American Jesus overwhelming millions every day.
Okay, Charlie, have you been keeping up with the Town of Greece versus Galloway case?
I had not heard of it until today, and this one kind of made me laugh.
For those that don't know, the Town of Greece versus Galloway was about whether saying a prayer before town meetings and, you know, official dealings of the city council and whatnot violated the separation of church and state. Well, the U.S. Supreme Court said, no, it does not. That opening a meeting with a religious prayer, keep in mind, they said religious prayer, is not a violation of the church and state mandate. Now, the Satanic Church is saying, you know what? Call in your bluffs, dude. They are saying religion. You cannot pick a religion. I want to say Satanic prayer before the city council meeting goes into effect. Of course, the town has an issue with this. The guy who's doing this is Chad Stevens. This is the same guy who attacked Florida Governor Rick Scott for he wanted to put up a Festivus pole made of Pabst Blue Ribbon beer cans next to the Nativity manger. Basically, what he is saying is, hey, if you're going to choose Christianity, Satanism gets in there too. I love this quote. I love this quote from Chad Stevens I'm about to read. Quoting. Think of all the people that he's in charge of. He's talking about Satan. Do you want to be stuck listening to harp music in the afterlife? Hell no. I want to drink beer and hang with hookers. Unquote. That's a great quote, okay?
Oh, this guy.
But what he's saying is right, though. Why are you allowed to discriminate against one religion but endorse another? So he's saying, if you get to say a Christian prayer before city council meetings, then you have to say my Satanic prayer. And I don't think he's wrong, because you'll notice when the Supreme Court ruled in the Town of Greece's favor, they said religious, not Christian. So I don't think Chaz, he might be going about this in a kind of a ridiculous way. I don't think he's wrong at all here.
No, not at all. I think what we have here is the just like an Andy Kaufman level piece of performance art in progress. I love this guy. I think this is hilarious because I know he is not actually like a devout Satanist, like he's sacrificing kids in the woods and Paradise Lost is going to be based on him. I can see what's going on here, and I think it's fucking funny.
Yes, well, what's not so funny is some of the other things that have come up, all in the last week, by the way. This one I'm going to have a little update on, so let me get it out first. It's not technically accurate at first, and I'll explain that in a minute, okay? Alabama's Chief Justice at the Pastor for Life luncheon, Chief Justice Roy Moore, this is of just the Alabama Supreme Court, declared literally the First Amendment only applies to Christians. Quote, Buddha did not create us. Muhammad did not create us. It was the God of the Holy Scriptures who created us. Unquote. So what he was saying there is the First Amendment only protects Christianity. I had a big issue with this. Well, so did everyone else. So the day before we are recording this episode, he got so bullied. He's like, okay. The First Amendment applies to all religions. I'm sorry. But of course it can't end there.
Nope.
No, of course he can't leave it there. He's still got to get his Christian dig in there. Quoting again. It applies to the rights God gave us to be free in our modes of thinking, and as far as religious liberty to all people, regardless of what they believe, unquote. So what he's still saying is, it only applies to the Christian God, but the Christian God recognizes your ability to be wrong. Or did I misread that, Charlie?
No, that's pretty succinct. I don't know. It's just, it's difficult talking about stuff like this because it is just so fucking on its face wrong that there are people that would get up in public and say shit like this. Nobody, God didn't create you. Jesus didn't create you. Buddha didn't create you. Your parents fucking created you. That is what happened. You are created because your dad couldn't pull out in time.
Let's talk about the Christian angle here. One of the things he said at this luncheon was also, quoting again, they didn't bring the Quran over on a pilgrim ship. Let's get real. Let's go back and learn our history. Let's stop playing games, unquote. So what he is saying is, it's more of this, America's a Christian nation, and we should only recognize Christian values in a Christian nation.
And then he said, let's get real.
And let's stop playing games, and let's learn our history. Oh, you mean that history that also involves Jewish people and the Indians that we completely displaced, who had their own religion, who was not Christian? Our history shows pretty much exactly what you're claiming it does not when you actually look into it. So that's a little disturbing right there. The first, I mean, this is a judge on a state Supreme Court saying, no, the First Amendment, Christian only First Amendment. Get over it, people.
Okay, then, I'm going to cite Louis C.K. as a credible source here.
I'll cite it as a source. I'm not sure about the credible part.
Well, this is something he mentioned in one of his concert films. We call them Indians. Like, we knew after, like, a month that it wasn't India. But we still went with our mistake and just convinced people that they are Indians. They have nothing at all to do with India. They are Native Americans. They were the first people in what is now America. They are the natives. And we still call them Indians. It is this level of egocentrism that is up this guy's ass.
How about Bobby Jindal? How about Louisiana Governor Bobby Jindal? Who, before I get into this, I want to point out, last year was the one who told the Republican committee, we need to stop being the party of stupid. I just want that prefaced, okay? Quoting Bobby Jindal, today the American people, whether they know it or not, are mired in a silent war. It is a silent war against religious liberty. Under the Obama regime, I love the way they always call it a regime, but whatever. You have protection under the First Amendment as an individual, but the instant you start a business, you lose those protections. And that brings us to the second front in this silent war, the attack on our freedom of association as people of faith. Make no mistake, the war over religious liberty is a war over free speech. Without the first, there is no such thing as the second. Unquote. What he is saying is, it is their right as religious peoples, under the First Amendment, to be able to hate fags, to be able to hate dykes, to be able to hate Jews, to be able to hate niggers, to be able to hate is their right. And technically, he is not wrong in that. But what he is saying is that it is a violation of their First Amendment rights, for instance, to force Hobby Lobby to be able to pay for contraception. To stop somebody from being against gay marriage is a violation of the First Amendment. This is where we really get mired in the sticky shit, isn't it? Technically, he is right in that. He's not wrong, but he is. Does that make sense?
It makes sense in the only way that something about this can make sense. This is all the horrible things about religion. This is what gets me about religion. Your faith should be a personal thing. It should guide you. It should give you a set of principles to live by if you need them. It should help you be a good person. And it should be a personal thing. When you go up in front of public and fucking squawk about how your faith is the best one, about how these changes need to be made to honor your faith, which is the only good one, and how everyone else who doesn't have your faith can fuck off because this country is only for us. Fuck you. Keep your religion to yourself. Don't use it as a fucking flimsy crutch to spread hate. You are hateful. You are a hateful person. You have hate in your heart, and it's only a matter of time before it just turns to evil, and you are of no worth to society. You're of no worth to the peace that Christianity is supposed to promote. So go fuck yourselves.
I'm going to advocate for the devil here a little bit. What if, let's just talk about the Hobby Lobby case. What if they do have sort of a point that Hobby Lobby is a Christian-owned store, and they have made it clear that they don't want non-Christian shopping there with the whole thing last year. Do you remember the Jewish, why don't you have Jewish decorations? Because we don't want you shopping here fiasco from last year?
Yeah, of course I do. I mean, Hobby Lobby is the only place in this tiny-ass town that I live in where you can get a particular kind of pen that I use for the comic books and stuff. And I've been, apparently, like it just became news to me a couple years ago, but apparently I've been silently protesting Hobby Lobby all these years by shoplifting every time I'm there.
Under the Affordable Health Care Act, they have to offer contraception or contraceptive alternatives to their employees. They consider that against their religion. Okay, fair enough, I'm right there. So they are saying that it is a violation of their religious freedom to have to provide contraception, even if their employees are not Christian. Where does that fall? Because technically, they are right in that the Obama administration is forcing them to do something that's against their religion. On the other hand, they are forcing their religion on their employees. Who's really right in this, or are all sides kind of wrong?
Well, I don't know that all sides are wrong, but I don't think that any laws are really being broken. I mean, you know, citing the Hobby Lobby case, I think the CEO of Hobby Lobby is exploiting his freedom to do a shitty thing, even though he knows it's shitty to deny his employees the right to contraception because he personally doesn't agree with it. That is a shitty, horrible thing to do. And he's exploiting the laws so to allow him to do that, not caring that it's just an awful thing to do to someone.
Isn't there some credibility to the fact that what the government is doing does technically violate his religious freedom at the same time he is technically violating the non-religious freedom of his employees?
Yeah. I mean, there are cases that could be made for both sides. He is technically being asked to violate his religious freedom by providing contraception to his employees. That is technically true, and the argument holds a little bit of water. I guess, I don't know. My only beef is that he's not willing to compromise for the sake of this society rather than the society in which the Bible was written, where women were used as fuckholes and baby dispensers.
That said, I think this is another contributing factor to my eventual civil war angle, because they, Bobby Jindal, Glenn Beck, Fox News, the owners of Hobby Lobby, the Duck Dynasty people, they are making this an us against them situation, that either we have total religious freedom to hate and spread our hate under the guise of religion, which, by the way, is something that they complain that Islam does, but whatever. Whenever you have an us against them scenario, everyone loses. Us loses and them loses. And they are making this an us against them scenario. Or do you think I'm over-exaggerating things?
No, I think that's only the beginning. I think there is going to be another American Civil War. And I think, worst case scenario, we're going to have the weapons technology of today coupled with the equality ideals and ideologies of thousands of years ago, and that's just going to make for an awful fucking society.
This might be totally out of line. Do you think the Turner Diaries was sort of a blueprint for what's coming?
I wouldn't be caught off guard because of my familiarity with the Turner Diaries.
Read the Turner Diaries back in the 90s, and I read it again for an article I was writing a couple of years ago. It's oddly prophetic in how the right wing is handling things here.
Yeah. At this point, though, I'm still willing to grant that it could become the Murdoch Diaries.
So what I see here is there is a religious divide in this country by the people like Bobby Jindal and that who are saying, my religion's the only one, and will you quit bringing it up? The thing is, if they just said that, that would be fine. If these were just random crazies, but these are lawmakers saying
I didn't
this.
Even know Louisiana had a governor. I didn't even know Louisiana had a governor. It's just that the two
so
concepts of Louisiana and governor just doesn't seem right.
That's the scary part. These are lawmakers, Charlie. These are the people who are going out of their way to try and make laws that their religion is the only one that matters. That's where I have an issue. If it was just, I think my religion is the right one and I'm going to preach that, okay, fine. That is your absolute 100% First Amendment right, which I will fight for you on that. It's the fact that you are trying to make it legal that your religion is better than everyone else. That's where I will fight against you.
Yes, that's what, let's take Bobby Jindal, for example. That's what he is saying. That's essentially what he is saying. Now, let's trace the path to a governorship, mayor of whatever shit flat town in Louisiana he was born in. We'll say Senate first, then Congress, then a lieutenant governor position, and then after a while, their governor. That is 6 elections that this motherfucker won with this kind of bullshit.
And keep in mind, we should stop being the party of stupid.
He said that.
I also want to analyze that statement for a second. The party of stupid. Grammatically, that's a disaster of a sentence in and of itself, isn't it?
Yeah, I would say the party of the stupid.
Or the party that keeps acting stupid. Just grammatically, we need to stop being the party of stupid, and that is a quote.
But he had the party of stupid.
Charlie, just my point is, it doesn't set the bar all that high, does it? And yet they still manage to fall under it.
Things do not bode good.
This is a man who has been doing this for a considerable amount of time. And maybe he's grown more militant about it, because I haven't heard him speak like this for a while. But I think this is a symptom of a much larger problem, the us versus them mentality, which, like I said, I don't see any way other than a civil war that this resolves itself. And resolve is in quotes.
My best case scenario is that I'll be dead by the time it actually happens.
Or you'll be dead when it happens.
Yeah.
Because as a libertard, you and I will probably both easily see the day of the rope.
Yeah. I'll be honest with you, man, full disclosure, I'm surprised it hasn't already happened. I would have thought that black president would have been the tipping point for most conservatives.
Maybe the fact that he's only African.
Yeah.
To wrap up, I'm a libertard. I think the Republicans are idiots. I honestly did not pick and choose the stories. All of these things happened in the same week. I can't ignore that. Yes, I'm the producer. If all these things happened in different weeks, I doubt I would have grouped them all together and done them tonight. All of this is happening at the same time. That's also an indicator to me, Charlie, that things are not going well.
Yeah, with no agenda other than my own concept of right and wrong, just based on instinct, I'm flabbergasted that there are people that believe shit like that.
Well, if people want to send you hate mail, where can they do so?
They can send it to 1201 Beyond.
No, they're absolutely fine to send it to 1201beyond@gmail.com and 1201beyond.com as well as geekjuicemedia.com. But if they want to specifically send you hate mail.
Ah, I see. Well, if you would like to streamline the process, I would appreciate it. Well, if you would like to send it directly to the source, it would be at Charlie McMullen on Twitter or just Charlie McMullen on Facebook. I would really like to hear from you because I'm not claiming to be 100% right about everything I've said today. I would just like anyone to enlighten me if they could.
Fair enough. Have a good night, guys.
Okay. something of that color in my side. And I feel that I'm knocking on a heaven's door. Knocking on a heaven's door. Knocking on a heaven's door.
What the fuck is a 1201 Beyond production? Visit 1201beyond.com for more great shows.